B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A man was accused of shoplifting after staff saw a suspicious bulge in his jeans, but it just turned out to be his 10-inch penis.
Wow.
Steve Whitehurst showed security his member after a female manager raised the alarm.
I'm sorry, it's just my enormous penis.
He had been buying $400 worth of stuff at Scott's Menswear. This is in England. With girlfriend Mandy Shenton. I think it was in the UK somewhere. And her 18-month-old grandson was there as well. But things came to a head at the till when the store manager asked about his bulge. Steve, who claims he often has to roll up his manhood, said, "I had very tight jeans on that day and there was a bulge. Yes, but that's not illegal and I can't help the way I'm made." The manager started arguing with me. She wouldn't let it go. I just kept telling her that it was my penis. Eventually,
of course.
Eventually, I dropped my trousers in front of everyone and just stood there in my boxer shorts and said, "See, I've got nothing to hide." But that didn't satisfy her. She kept saying, "What's the bulge?" He said then he went into a cubicle with a male security guard. Steve recalled, I dropped my boxers. He shook his head and ran out and spoke with the manager. And I heard her say, "Please tell me he's got something down there." And... and the guy said no. He called last Sunday's outing the craziest experience of my life and has complained to the company owned by JD Sports. Mandy, his wife, said it was so humiliating. What did they do? What they did to Steve was disgusting. Staff claimed the manager accused Steve of shoplifting was on holiday. But sources stressed they never asked Steve to expose himself and accused him of becoming aggressive. One witness said staff had good grounds to suspect him. He was picking up and dropping a lot of items. They found a missing electronic tag and a jacket that he tried on and then spotted his big bulge in his pants.
See, there's always two sides to every huge penis.
When they cornered him, he became very abusive. He then dropped his trousers, but the bulge was much smaller than staff remembered it. No one ever asked him to go to a cubicle to reveal himself. He did that of his own volition. So, I don't know.
Oh, man. I saw this kid. It was on the news. He got arrested. He was in Delco for drug dealing. And he must have, like, been... I don't know what the deal was, but the cops were walking him out of the house. He had no shirt on and just sweatpants. And this thing was just flopping up and down. And I could not believe how big it was.
It was mouthwatering,
it was,
right?
It was...
Jesus. I started to salivate.
I was like, oh my God. Oh, wow. I'm like, I don't think I can fit that whole thing. Okay. I'm going to try.
I have another penis story.
All right.
A woman has been jailed for 13 years after being convicted of cutting off her lover's penis with garden shears during bondage sex.
You shouldn't do that.
No. Brenda Barattini was found guilty of the attempted murder of Sergio Fernandez following a trial in Argentina.
She cut my huge penis off.
She confessed that she had planned the attack but said that she had not intended to kill her victim. The attacker revealed in court that she had hatched a plot to harm Fernandez after he shared sex tapes and explicit pictures of her with friends.
So I'm sorry, he died?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
But they're claiming it was attempted murder.
Attempted murder, okay.
She claimed that he treated her like a trophy and told the jury of four men and four women at her trial, "He turned me into a sex object. I was just a shag for him. He infringed my privacy, my life, and my career. Everything had been ruined." The victim said Barattini struck after getting him to put a blindfold on, recalling after she put the blindfold on, she told me I had to guess where she was touching me.
Huh.
She also wanted to tie me up, but I didn't let her. So she began to practice oral on me. I suddenly felt something. And she wanted to kill me in that second, he said. She was dubbed the Argentinian Lorena Bobbitt.
Isn't Lorena Bobbitt Argentinian?
That's a good question.
I think she is.
She might be.
Yeah.
You're
like the North Pole version of Santa Claus.
She initially claimed that she was defending herself from a sex assault before changing her story. He was rescued by neighbors who heard shouting and alerted police. Around 90% of his penis was sheared off,
eesh,
along with a testicle. Wow, she got a ball in there.
Yeah.
Sergio.
She was using Canadian grip.
Sergio, who spent 8 days in a coma after being assaulted, said his manhood is now different. Really? He said he still suffers panic attacks and has insomnia, as well as constant feeling that women want to kill him. if he has sex. Wow, that's pretty wild. So she's convicted, and she's going to start a 13-year sentence very soon.
So what is the state of the art as far as reconstructive stuff? You know, because you remember with Lorena Bobbitt and John Wayne Bobbitt,
yeah,
her husband, he did have reattachment surgery, and then he actually was in a few porn movies, if you remember.
Yeah, you're
Frank
correct.
And Penis?
Frank, yes, Frank and Penis, yeah.
Yep, correct. I don't know what the status is at this point in time, Steve.
I'm just a tracheotomy guy.
Yep. All right, and then one last story. A medical journal has detailed an account about how a six-year-old girl narrowly escaped without injury after another student pushed her, causing her to fall on a pencil. And, oh, Steve, no. This is right out of the Dark Knight. Not the Dark Knight.
Or,
the Dark Knight. A pencil that went into her eye socket.
No.
Do you remember the scene where the Joker says,
I do clearly remember.
I'm going to do a magic trick.
Slaps it on the table and slams his head down on top of it.
The child had emergency surgery at a Chinese hospital to remove the pencil. Images show it wedged along her right eye socket, but it somehow did not cause major damage.
You know how I learned this pencil trick? I was listening to the Bizarre File one day.
The girl's doctor says that it nearly went through her forehead and into her brain. The girl is said to be recovering well with no lasting side effects, believe it or not. So I guess it didn't hurt her eye either. Wow.
And then I placed a call, and I won the money shot.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, Florida man has been arrested and charged with attempted murder after swinging a samurai sword at another man during a dispute over garbage. The Broward County Sheriff's Office said Curtis Miller was caught swinging the sword on home surveillance video during a fight with another man over a disputed dump cart. And both men had coveted the cart after rummaging through a trash pile outside of a vacant house.
See that name? Randy Jackson.
Statements made by police claim that the man swung the sword in the direction of the alleged victim, Todd Beavers. Now, Beavers had arrived at the site after spotting the apparently tempting trash pile during an evening jog around the neighborhood.
Mm.
Beavers noticed Miller rummaging through the pile while he stationed near an older white pickup truck. He decided to join in the digging and soon found the black heavy-duty cart. Well, Miller became upset when he saw what the jogger had found, believing that he had the rights to the cart due to being the first one there to dig through the garbage.
He technically had what you call dibs.
Yeah, an argument ensued, but eventually Beavers left the scene with the cart, jogging as he pushed it home.
In Florida, aren't you allowed to kill someone if you have dibs?
Well, this guy might think so. Authorities say the man eventually noticed that he was being followed by Miller. The two men confronted each other in Beavers' front yard. Miller is said to have removed the sword from a long red sheath, lunging it in the direction of the jogger as they struggled over the cart. Beavers then revealed that the incident was being recorded on video. Miller noticed the camera and ran away while threatening to return. The alleged victim then went inside the home, leaving the cart behind in the yard. Shortly after that, he noticed an unidentified woman enter his yard and drag the cart away as she yelled insults at him.
Oh, no, you don't!
Before being apprehended, Miller had previously been sought by police due to an outstanding warrant for driving without a license. So he's facing an attempted murder charge.
Listen, if you're going to kill someone, let it be over a cart.
That's right. Found in the garbage.
Found in the garbage.
Mm-hmm. All right, two very large pieces of news are about to rock our world.
All right.
One is about the human-sized squirrel roaming about the Arcata Community Forest.
No way.
The other is the shame and embarrassment soon to engulf academia, the scientific world, wildlife agencies, book publishers, and the news media for their craven ridicule of the courageous scientist who tried to tell them the truth about the Murrell.
So the Murrell is the human-sized squirrel,
that
and
is
the
correct.
Scientific community is scoffing
yes.
at what is clearly scientific fact.
Dr. James Daniels, Ph.D.
Of course.
The scientific...
Is that an online course he took?
The working scientific name is the Ratufa Murale. He is the lone voice, this guy, Dr. Daniels, in the wilderness trying to alert the world about the redwood man squirrel. Daniels,
don't come crying to me when the... huge squirrel takes your family.
Daniels has spent years collecting reports from, quote, dozens of bewildered eyewitnesses of the mega squirrel seen in Arcata's Redwood Forest.
Mm.
A terse but tantalizing email from Dr. Daniels to the Union on July 30th inquired, this is potentially a huge story. Why isn't anyone covering it? I am available for an interview anytime.
Dear Professor, it is our feeling you're an idiot.
The message came with a Save the Murrell flyer announcing a $1 million reward reportedly funded by a private donor and kept in a trust, which the website says is for information leading to the humane capture of it.
So we're actually trying to, we're not afraid of it. We want to capture it and study it.
Yeah. Daniels presents rock solid proof of the Murrell's existence, including a night vision field cam image of the massive man squirrel, plus multiple anonymous testimonials.
You would think a squirrel that size would be depleting the area of nuts.
The beast is impressive with 6-inch footprints. It stands as high as a human being and runs on two legs at more than 40 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
This is according to, and they only use initials, ID of Eureka. ID's sandwich was apparently nabbed by the massive animal in Redwood Park after it ran up a redwood tree. SD of Arcata had a similar harrowing encounter while on an evening walk in the woods with his wife. They happened upon a Murrell eating a dead blackbird. And he said, apparently SD said, when it noticed us, it let out a loud hiss and ran up a nearby tree with incredible speed and agility.
That's astonishing.
The dozens of eyewitness reports are only part of the, quote, mounds of evidence collected over the years by Dr. Daniels.
Well, look at all the initials he has.
Alas, requests for an interview were declined due to his poor health. But a research assistant, Steve Neal, described the data mound, saying we have forensic evidence, footprints, castings, scat, trail camp photos, and eyewitness reports. But until we have a specimen to test, there is no empirical scientific evidence because we are unable to official permission to place trail cams, in the community forest.
Well, if he dies, who will pick up the torch?
Well,
we'll carry on this investigation.
Neal did add that Daniel's team is, quote, quite disappointed with the lack of media coverage.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to make sure that the public knew about this, and that's why I brought it to our show.
Well, in addition to getting Kate Flannery to win Dancing with the Stars, this should be our second goal.
Agreed. All right, how about this story out of Illinois? Maybe it's the same squirrel guy. A person had to be rescued from the Mississippi River because he was attempting to float from Illinois to Kentucky on a log.
That seems safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A person
was that about 500 miles?
A person in the river near the Crescent Bridge was reported in Rock Island, Illinois, to authorities on Monday afternoon. The fire department launched their rescue.
I'll see you later. I'm getting on my log.
They launched a rescue boat and quickly found him floating down the river, clutching to a log. He was headed towards a barge and was pulled from the river. After being safely pulled into the rescue boat, the person told crews that he had gotten into the water on his own accord. Fire crews dropped him off on the shore, and he was strongly encouraged to make other transportation arrangements.
Wait, you have to go back and get my luggage log.
By the way, the Mississippi River runs about 460 miles from Davenport to the western border of Kentucky. So he would have had a ways to go.
He might be onto something.
He might be. All right, and then we'll do one more story and wrap it up. And let's go. Oh, yeah, let's go. This is very short, very little details, but I do like this.
You can give me another huge squirrel. I'd love it.
I don't have any other huge squirrel stories. But sometimes it's not how you're driving, but what you're driving that gets people's attention. A mystery man traveling on a road in Sydney, Australia, has become a viral stat thanks to a video someone took of him rolling down the street atop a motorized suitcase. He wears a bright orange helmet in the footage and has not been identified, but he has gone viral on social media, and it's not clear where he was headed. Maybe he had to catch a log.
My log is leaving in an hour. I'm heading to Kentucky. You know, in Australia, especially on some of those really Mad Max rural roads,
yeah.
Can you imagine when people take out this?
Oh, my God.
It's basically lawless.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.